This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right. There he goes. All right, we're recording.
Way down, Ghost.
Sharky,
Larry.
What's happening, buddy?
No, nothing, man. Just getting ready for the big tour over in Europe.
We're leaving soon. Has Sharky been getting any more roles?
No, he's been laying low. That's the reason why he's going out on this trip with us as well. So he's having fun.
Because then you know,
Blue, I think Deep Blue was the last one he did. So now he's chilling.
Oh, good, man. He's great.
Oh my. So before we started here, we were just talking about what this woman wrote a book.
Yep.
On how to kill your husband.
Right.
And then kill their husband.
I got arrested for killing her husband.
She must have went to the same high school I went to. That would have to be Jackson Memorial High.
Maybe. But wrote the book on how to kill your husband, and it killed him and then got busted for it. That is really insane. I mean, if you're going to kill somebody, you know, why would you write about it, though? But I guess, I don't know.
It's just insane.
You know?
When you really think about, like, any of these, well, like, I guess maybe Johnny Depp's wife could write a book like this next.
Yeah,
she'll be next, right?
Yeah, I guess
the Johnny Depp case or whatever. But I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, when you really think about it, like when you hear about these cases, like, you know, if somebody, your better half, like, you know, it doesn't work out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Oh well. Anyways. Goose, where's the next tour going? I mean, like, what are you supposed to do? I mean, it's just
murder
like...
Him? Yeah, exactly. Just go away.
No, just like, all right, well, I guess I'm single again.
Exactly. Don't go away, man.
No, just go away. No problem. I guess we're starting over again.
Exactly. Wow, that's crazy. But got busted.
I guess now I can try... Maybe now I can get herpes, gonorrhea, and syphilis all over again.
Well, hopefully. Because it was fun the first
time.
That's
what I'm saying. So, I mean, second time's a chore.
Maybe get some chlamydia. Yeah, we'll see what we can get.
I don't get it, though, man, with these people.
I know, man.
Like, now
your life's over.
Like, now your life's over.
Right.
It's over, man.
And now you killed this person and you know, destroyed that family. You know, and now you're done. So what good comes of it?
No, like, in the meantime, you could have just went for a massage.
Yeah.
And then tonight, she could have been going on a date with some guy. You know, that, like, and Susan, how's everything going with that guy Frank you just met? She goes, he's a really great guy, blah, 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 blah.
Well, she might be going on a date, but it ain't going to be like that.
The fun times are over, bro.
Going to be a jail date? Nah, that's not going to be fun.
No, that's very ungood, Goose.
Very, very ungood.
It's
crazy.
These things, man. I mean, it's just like, what are you doing?
How about like when, remember Snuka? Remember he got busted?
Yeah.
Because he wrote, his biography or something, and then wrote about it in the book, and then they arrested him.
I think it was years later.
Right.
Because me and you, let's say me and you were the investigators on that.
Yeah.
On that case.
Yeah.
On the murder. So his story didn't match up what he wrote.
Right.
It was a completely different alibi.
Oh.
And that was a red flag right there. And then we were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Time. Wow. So he told a lie and then told a different lie.
And then they reopened it. Yeah. And then they got him on that.
Wow.
So I think that's crazy. I think that's what that was.
Oh, okay. I thought he actually talked about it and then, you know.
No, he wasn't. He was going out talking about it. He talked about it, and his alibi was didn't match up.
Oh, okay.
With what they said. And I think it was the same. I think it may have been, we'll have to look it up some more. But yeah. I think it may have been the same investigators. And that's the reason why they were like, whoa.
Yeah, he told because they're going to remember him.
Yeah, JD, I read this thing and Jimmy said it didn't match up with what he said before. Right. And they were like, oh, wow.
Yeah. That's so crazy. In a book again. But this lady's insane. I mean, that's insane. She followed her book, man. You know, how to murder your husband.
Now, but let me ask you this. Did she follow the instructions in the book?
I don't think
she go off script.
She probably went off script because she got caught.
See, because otherwise, if she would have followed the instructions in the book.
Right. Well, actually, she would have. No, she should have wrote a different book. How to Murder Your Husband and Get Away with It.
Oh, she didn't.
No, she just
that
said
that was not the title of the book.
Oh, no, How to Murder Your Husband.
Oh, she forgot to add the and get away with it.
And get away with it.
See, there's that.
You would have followed that.
Yeah, there's that. Away with that's, it. You there's know. That separation between genius and dummy.
Right. That's insane, though. That's pretty funny, man. That's ironic, as they say.
I mean, it's just. I don't get it, man.
No,
I don't hear about this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people that get murdered, you know, and then they know. Like, really? Like,
yeah.
Just now's time to go on Tinder, man. Just go on a Tinder tirade.
I mean, she was watching all this, you know, the murder porn. Every episode is like somebody, it's the ex-husband. He's always murdering the wife, you know what I mean? And then texting like him and like, you know, with her phone and like trying to cover it up. And they always get caught. It's like, why do you even just stop? Just go away and leave everybody alone, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, like that's just too much work. It really is.
That's exactly what I said to her. I'm like, this is just way too much work.
No, just like
even do it.
And yeah, that stuff like having different people all over the place and trying to cover up your tracks and I don't have time for this, man.
Because you tell one lie, then you have to tell many lies. Then
no,
you know what I mean.
Just go
get it.
Just go into the bathroom and take care of business, and then just. And then go for a cup of coffee.
Exactly. Go with a clear head. You know, with a clear head. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
And then get on with it. You know, I agree with you 1,000%.
No, I don't know. But I'd have to imagine with a lot of these people though, I mean, it's gotta be the thrill of the whole thing, like kind of like gambling.
Yeah, no, some of them, I guess, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Get away with it. Yeah, the rush of getting away with it that's probably insane.
Yeah, like gambling, just the thrill of gambling, you know, people that are really that
totally.
I mean, yeah, of course it's fun. You throw $20 on a game with your buddy that you're not even, you have no allegiance to any one of these teams, you know, me and you were watching a baseball game or a hockey game or whatever, and you're like, $20 on – you know, I'll put it on the Mariners or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
rooting for the Rangers. I mean, the whole thing is, you're a Met fan. I'm a Yankee fan. Yeah, we got it on. It's just to make the game interesting.
Yeah.
Totally. So I get it. I mean, that's
yeah, the rush.
You know, you hang out with your buddies, but I mean,
it's a little different.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
My whole thing would just be like, dude, just either break up with her, and.
Just exactly
over the day.
Yeah. Just
what is the point, man? I don't even get it.
If the person doesn't want you no more, then why you it's over.
Well, if you're already hanging out with somebody else, it's over.
It's over, dude. Just call it a day and that's it, man. Move on. They can't.
No.
They gotta murder. No. Murder.
Oh man.
Not a murder. Yeah.
Just ridiculous, man.
I know, dude.
Go for a massage. Go for a nice cup of coffee. Go to an Irish pub. Get a pint of Guinness. Something. I don't know,
man. But don't do that. you know, now you're ruining everybody's life and you're done.
No, it's, and none of these people ever get away with it, man.
No.
Like you said, 25 years. What was Jimmy Superfly Snuka? It was, what, 30 some odd years in.
I know.
And they got him.
And then he passed away, though, shortly after that, right?
Yes.
Didn't even go to trial. I don't think he even went.
No, it was like a Joe Paterno kind of thing.
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Before there was any guilty verdict, before anything.
Checked out. Yeah.
checked out.
Amazing, man. Crazy. Wow. How he was a god. He was a god there, man. That's crazy.
Flushed down the toilet.
All that
in one flush, bro.
Oh man, boom. Crazy.
Yeah, ever take those statues down before we do.
Oh my god.
Okay, man. Never mind.
End state. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Crazy, man.
Without a doubt.
But yeah, you can't murder Zach. You just can't do it, man.
No, they
don't.
You know, like you said, Quincy MD, he finds out all this stuff.
He was the best, another great one. Colombo.
Franco Colombo.
Franco Colombo. One more question. Just one more question. He was the best, man.
And then what was it? What was her name? Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, Angela Lansbury. Yeah. People were like, who's inviting this woman to a dinner party? Do not invite her.
No, especially if you're committing murder.
No.
It was great.
You're going to commit murder. It's like, why did Frank invite her over? Yeah, right.
It's her.
You don't even know this woman.
It's her, Quincy, and the cast of Scooby-Doo.
The best is in Columbo where he just keeps prodding.
Definitely.
And you can just see, you can see the guilty person just get more pissed off with him throughout the episode. He's like, I know there's tool bags on me, bro.
They knew.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Such great comedy.
Yeah, it was almost like he knew the guy did it.
Yeah, he knew.
But he just kept.
He kept it. Yeah.
A little bit of the time.
He let him hang himself.
Yeah.
You know,
poking him. Hey, right. I was just wondering. Just one more question.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, because that back door, usually it's never closed.
Yeah.
Why would it be open? I'm just saying. You know, I mean, like, you know, he would just let them hang themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And he can see them getting more pissed off throughout the episode.
There's a turkey sandwich on the stove. But he's a vegetarian.
Yeah, exactly. Why would he be eating turkey? The guy's a vegetarian.
Exactly. You know, but yeah, man, that is some crazy stuff, though, bro.
No, I agree.
That's crazy.
Well, Goose, I guess we're going to be flying.
Tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got some flights coming up.
And just a word of advice.
What's that, buddy?
Probably. Don't be getting into like a brawl with the ticket counter guy.
No. You know? Unless you can take him.
Exactly. But I mean, what I want to know is.
Wow, man.
Yeah, what I want to know is this, though. Like at the ticket counter.
Yeah.
What was so bad? I'm just saying.
Well, you know what happened. He was bringing his luggage up on a wheelchair.
No. I saw that. But I mean, what if we work in a counter, and let's say he just put the stuff on the wheelchair because he was late for his flight.
Right. Exactly. And
instead of grabbing a cart, he just threw it on there real quick and brought it up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we'd be like, pause.
You can't use that.
I got a luggage cart. We got people may need that wheelchair. And he's like, I'm sorry, guys. I was just in a rush. I just grabbed it away. And we're like, don't worry about it, man. No problem. Let's just get everything off of here and then we'll get the cart, you know, the wheelchair. Back to where it needs to be.
Yeah.
It would have been no big deal. What I'm just saying is, in any of these situations,
right?
You cooler heads always prevail.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm just saying, they probably got into it like right there. What's your problem, man? What are you doing? You know, but and like I'm saying, he's like, no, I'm sorry, man. I
was in a rush. Whatever.
I just grabbed it. I know. As soon as I get my bags off, I'll put it back. It's like, I know, no harm done.
We have the video if you guys want to see.
Oh, I, yeah. Well, roll the instant replay. Yeah, I'm just up to the insanity. Yeah. Now, see, you got it. Oh. Yes, I got it. Oh. Down goes free. Down goes free.
Wow. Wow. That would have been great. He would have won.
Now, the guy.
Look, he wants more.
He wants more.
Yep. No, he's like, man, don't make me kill you.
She's like, no, please.
Now, see, the other guy, the passenger guy, the Delta guy, the ticket guy,
yeah,
he hit him first.
Yeah, I thought that.
He hit him first. So
but wait a minute.
That's not correct. The football player hit the Delta guy first. Here,
Because I thought it was the other way. I thought
I saw the Delta guy hit him.
I never saw what you just showed.
Oh, wow. So he hit him first.
The original video that came out showed the ticket agent slapping the.
Yes, first.
However, I'll replay it for you guys right now.
Yeah, there was a fight before that. I'm like, what is this? I never saw this. Like we said, we thought if the ticket guy hit him first, then that, look, there's all this. I didn't even see this. That's what I'm saying. This guy's tough.
There was footage I saw before. This?
Oh my God. I saw this. I saw this right here. That. That's what I saw first. And then I saw that. I never saw this stuff before that. Show it again, Brian. Please. Look.
Yeah, no, but there's footage even further back
there. Yeah. Look, he's already smacking him around. Wow.
I'll look for the longer version if there is one.
That dude took some punches. Like I thought he smacked him, and the dude punched him twice.
Well, it's all going to come down to who hit who first,
right? And from that footage, it looked like the customer punched the ticket guy. Now, like you said, though, I never saw that. Now, what was before that?
How it even got to that point?
Right. I thought it was the ticket guy smacked him first. That's
what I saw originally.
Me too. And then that. We never saw this whole altercation happen before that. So was there how much before what we just saw was there? I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see it again. But did that guy punch him? Like
according to Good Morning America,
right.
Brandon Langley, former player for the Denver Broncos, which was charged with simple assault. So it seems that he did start the fight.
Wow. Well, then that ticket guy shouldn't lose his job. If the other guy started the fight, why are you going to? He was just, you know, doing his job, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. That's crazy because I never saw that. I strictly thought that dude, the ticket guy, smacked him first.
Wow.
So we don't even know. What we just saw there, they were already engaged.
Well, I wonder what the fallout on this is going to be.
I don't know.
If Father Brandon hit him first.
He's in trouble, man.
That's not going to be good, man.
No. But if, you know, whoever started this, not good for either of them. And plus, it's in a federal place, too, so. Throw the book at you for that shit.
It says the penalty is up to 6 months in jail and a maximum fine of $1,000. So it's not a huge deal, but I would imagine there's a civil suit as well for him cracking his head open.
6 months in jail and only $1,000? What? 6 months in jail seems like it's worth a lot more than $1,000, doesn't it, Zach?
Way more. I mean, what's the...
What are you talking about? That'd be like $50,000 or something.
Yeah, I would figure at that point I would go, how about I just pay the grand?
Here's $1,000. Yeah, let's skip the jail, man.
It was both 6 months in jail and a maximum fine of $1,000.
Okay.
Well, how about this? How about Brandon just apologize to the ticket guy? Let me take out a couple steak dinners. I'll pay for you and your wife to go on a vacation.
Get you some ice for your eye.
Yeah, let's figure this out. Can we just figure it out and then become friends? I'm just saying, can we make that happen?
I don't think so, man.
Maybe the ticket guy will just go, you know what, Brandon? That's cool, man. All right, let's do that. And then we'd see them going out, you know, for a couple Ruth's Chris dinners, maybe just go on a major steak tour.
Right.
Morton's, Ruth's Chris, hit all the high-end places.
I mean, I'm sure they can make a fortune off that video.
Yeah.
There you go. And just show how two people at odds can become buddies.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's like
and, all, and then the steakhouses promote this union.
Yeah.
And they're all becoming buddies and they're just going out to every steakhouse possible. There you go.
Yeah. It's like Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Iron Sheik.
Yes, they got into a brawl.
Yeah.
And now we're gonna fix things.
They got in a car and they went to Atlantic City, you know, and got
no, we're gonna apologize. I apologize for the inconvenience. Yeah. I got a little hot. Yeah. I was wrong. How about we just go out and just eat as much steak as possible? On me. What do you think?
Eat it off of me.
I don't know, man. I think it could be fixed.
You think there's hope there?
That's what you look towards.
You see the hope.
You look towards the goodness in people.
You are a hopeful.
I'm hopeful, and I believe in the goodness.
I hear you, man.
And then this way you go out and you get not only a great steak. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And if he ends up, if he's a vegetarian, we find out all the great vegan joints and just hit them as well.
Yeah. Whatever the case may be.
But you see, people coming together, settling their differences.
Like the Beatles said, come together.
Like Sharky O'Leary and Quint. You know what I mean?
They would shake hand to paw, hand to fin.
Hand to fin. And you know what? I know I damaged your boat.
Ate some of your friends.
I'm sorry I ate you, but let's be friends. Let me get you a case of beer.
He spits them back out.
He spits them back out. Buys them a new boat.
Right,
and then they become buddies.
Because he ate Quint. He was too loaded. He didn't like alcohol, Sharky.
Yeah, well, Sharky got pretty tanked from
he was like,
bowing down on Quint.
He spit it out.
But you fix the damage that was done, and then there's an outcome of positivity, and who knows, a lifelong friendship.
I like it. Maybe a tag team.
And then after this, you got Brandon and the ticket counter guy. He's the best man at his wedding. Who knows?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know.
That's just me.
You're more hope.
I believe in,
right, in
the goodness in everybody.
Right, exactly. Man, I didn't see that stuff, though, before the slap. So I really would like to see who really threw the first punch, man. You know?
And once again, Goose, this is coming down, like we spoke about before, with the woman with the how to kill your hubby.
Yeah.
But she forgot the right how to get away with it. We forgot that in the caption. But like Bruce Lee said it best, anger blinds.
Yeah.
It's just that fire, and you got to learn how to control it.
Yeah, I know.
Like Custy Amato said,
yeah,
there's nothing worse than seeing a man beat himself.
Yeah. And I was going to say anger blinds. And he just said a man beat himself. And you know what else makes you blind?
And it's a miracle.
You
I can still
that.
See to this day.
I am shocked.
I am shocked myself, Goose.
You're getting blurry right now, though, I got to say.
And it's a miracle that there's four little munchkins roaming this planet from being blind. There's four children. Me being interrupted.
It's flying all over the place. Oh man.
Oh, jeepers, the fallout on this thing's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this one. If the ticket counter guy doesn't press charges,
right,
you know, and he goes, nah, it's all right, man. Don't worry about it. You know, we're cool. Or he can't go there.
What's going on,
because
bro?
Because it was on film.
Zach's in the right path. It's like an assault is like a process. Like you don't need to press charges for somebody to be charged with assault. Yeah, it's just like if it happened and they see it and it's documented, the charge happens.
Well, what about Will Smith smacking Chris in the face?
it leads me to believe that
I'm just saying, if that happened at the airport,
well,
Chris was the ticket guy, and Will smacked him in the face.
Oh yeah,
I mean, what's the difference?
No, they're right. But didn't Chris Rock file a lawsuit? Did he?
He has the ability to still fire.
Yeah, but
file
Chris
a civil
didn't.
Suit. Not yet. But also, there's a lot of money.
Yeah,
these guys both have to, and power and influence in Hollywood. I feel like they're a little bit above those kind of things.
Yeah, so it ain't gonna
whether happen. Or not I agree with that or not, they are, you know.
All right, he ain't gonna press charges. He ain't gonna press charges.
No,
but I'd like to see like really who threw that first punch. Hey, Brian, can we see that one more time? Just from the beginning.
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
I want to see it one last time.
Yeah, but is it the full thing, though? That's the whole thing, Goose.
I don't know. I just want to see, like, that, though.
I mean, was it filming with them just arguing, and then you just reach on the counter and punch them in the mouth?
I just want to see if we could tell, like, just from this little bit, who was swinging first, whatever. But, yeah, what we both saw was him smacking him, and then that was the first thing we saw. I never saw any of this earlier stuff.
No, I saw something earlier than this. It was like he with the other guy was like looking somewhere else and got punched by the ticket counter guy.
That was later. Watch. Keep it rolling. Go back to the beginning of this, bro. Watch. We never seen this yet. From what we could see, the ticket guy smacked him, then he smacked him, right? Now he smacks him again. He's smacking him. He's hitting him. He's not down. Watch. This is what we saw, Zach, right here. We saw this. That's what we saw.
Yeah.
And then this. And that. You know what I'm saying? So from what we saw, the ticket guy smacked him, then he smacked him, and then so from what we just saw, the ticket guy was smacking him first, but we don't know if that was the very first one. You know what I mean? Probably wasn't. See?
It does look like the ticket guy smacked him first.
It does. Well, that's what the video footage here is. That ticket guy smacked him, and then he smacked him right back. See? That was the smack back. If you go back a little further, you can see the guy smack him first. Right. Watch. See? He came across like, and smacked him. Now that guy's smacking him.
Yeah. I mean, because if he's otherwise, it's self-defense at that point.
Exactly. So, but if the dude was charged with assault, that means that he threw the first punch, man. They have video cameras at the airport, you know?
Yeah, the airport has them.
They know the whole thing. We just got what somebody took on their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is crazy that they got it. I mean, obviously they were arguing, so then somebody just, you know, just turned it on, you know?
Very ungood, man.
Very, very ungood. So
that's where you just got to walk away, man.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
You know what? I'm out of here, bro.
Right. That's it.
Nah, it's just pointless, man.
I know.
Pointless.
Well, we'll see if we encounter that on our trip.
Nah, that's when you just go for another cup of Baja Java.
Exactly.
Get some espresso.
Exactly.
We'll get a book about Led Zeppelin to Jimmy Page, whatever, you know, just then that's it. I'll be leaving.
Yeah. And that's that.
Yeah, I mean, because look at right now. Brandon's going to be 6 months in prison.
No.
He's gonna be sitting there going, what am I doing in here, man?
I doubt he would even get any prison.
He's probably going to get weekends for a couple of months.
I mean,
but still, that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I know, man.
I'm just saying, he's like, dude, I could be sitting in my house right now.
Yeah.
Going out.
Hire a lawyer, pay all kinds of money, you know?
And even that. You're like, dude, I could be spending this money on something else I like.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Well, don't put your luggage on a wheelchair and don't get in altercations with people in an airport. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What are you doing, bro?
Once again, Goose, just file it under ungood, man.
Ungood all around. And that's that.
What's going on, gang? Zach Wild and the Goose here. We want to take a quick second and thank one of our newest sponsors and a company that's been supporting our bands for years now, the Mad Viking Beard Company.
The team at Mad Viking has one purpose. It's to help their bearded and tattooed brothers of the world become their absolute best.
They believe it's not enough to only look good. but you must also feel good and live life to its fullest, Goose.
The Mad Viking Brotherhood is strong, Zachy, and has partnered with Black Label Society to bring our fans a top-notch collaboration to commemorate the anniversary of the Sonic Brew debut release.
That's right. Made with premium ingredients and a unique scent profile created specifically for the Sonic Brew release, Goose. The Black Label Society Beard Care line is a must-have for all the bearded metalheads. Yeah. And, of course, just like all their other products, is proudly made in the USA.
In addition to the Black Label Society line, check out all their other beard and skincare products. And one of my personal favorites, the Tattoo Balm.
Oh, yeah. Look, we have a lot of time and money invested in our ink, and it doesn't make sense to use subpar, overpriced, or generic balm on our art.
Go check out madvikingbeard.com for their full line of hair and skincare products. While you're there, make sure you get the Black Label Society Sonic Brew anniversary line before it's gone.
Oh, yeah, Goose.
Yeah.
Again, that's at madvikingbeard.com.
Yep.
And use promo code BLS20 for 20% off your next order. And join the horde of guys making a switch to Mad Viking.
Yeah! Yeah! Zachy boy, what's happening, brother?
What are you doing, Goose? What do we got?
Sad news, man. A lot of people passing away, man. You know, Ray Liotta died in his sleep on a set. And where was he? I forget where he was, but 67 years old, man.
It's just crazy. like Ray, and then the keyboard player from Depeche Mode.
Yep, Fletch.
Passed away.
Yep, he's Fletch.
Keyboard player. Yeah, he started the band in, like, late 70s, and then, you know,
crazy.
He's only 60 years old.
Yep, 60. That's right around the corner.
I think he's been, like, married his wife like 30 years. He's got kids.
And we don't know what happened.
No, I don't know what happened over there. But, I mean, you know, so.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, 60. You know, and then what, Alan
White?
Yes.
Yeah, he was amazing, man.
Yeah.
He was great. Innovator, you know, influenced how many of these prog bands today, man? Totally.
Yeah, I mean, Lush was pretty much, they're the Beatles of that.
They're the,
Yeah, I mean, having songs and being in musicianship of insanity. Right.
They had great songs. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Really, really classic.
I know, man. Well, it is pretty crazy. I mean, I'm saying, you know, how old was Alan?
I think he was 74.
74. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like there's, it's like all those cats from that
era
that created, were the creators of everything of classic rock.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, everything that we were weaned on, they created it. So, totally. I mean, but, you know, it's like, like they hit all of them. They pretty much hit their 70s, and there's like a brick wall there.
Yeah. A lot of them just go, right?
I don't know whether, you know, I mean, a lot of the guys, I mean, you know, between the party and everything like that, even though they're sober now for like 25 years or whatever.
I wonder how many of them smoked, man.
You know? I don't know.
Probably a lot of them, man. Everybody.
Well, Charlie Watts, I remember Charlie with him.
And he did to 80, though.
That's a good run.
Yeah. You know? Totally.
Well, when you think about it, like George Burns made it to what, 100?
Yeah.
That's another 20 years, man.
After him.
Yes. So
who would have loved to have Charlie Watts for another 20 years, man?
Yeah.
You know?
If you could have asked Charlie, you would have signed on.
Of course.
Without a doubt.
Of course, man.
You know? Life's good, man. So, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, and then Ray Liotta. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, he's 67, man. Wow. I mean, Goodfellas was, for me, it was like, you know, one of the greatest.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It's everything he was in. He was great in.
I know.
But I mean.
But that's what I know him. You know, he's Henry Hill forever to me, you know?
Yeah.
And, wow, that's just sad, man, you know? And again, we don't know how he died in his sleep.
Yeah.
So, at least
you really don't know, like, how crazy, how fragile life is. You know, you don't think about it. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, oh, yeah, man, hey, guys, I'll see you, you know, like, forever, you know. Father Trevor with the guys, with obituary and everything, where you just go like this, you go, bro, I'll see you tomorrow, man. Yeah, well, you know, if you guys are going out for coffee, give us a call. Make sure you wake me up, and we'll go grab some espresso before we do the run. Yeah. And it's like, all right, no problem. Then, like, they're gone.
I know. And that's bad with him. I mean, yeah, he took himself out, man. And he was very depressed. I mean, I'm shocked, man. It's a real thing, man. But I'm so thankful. I mean, we all have been depressed, man, you know, but I mean, to live with it. I mean, I don't understand why they get the way they get and they get so deep with it when life is so great, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Chris, you know, what is the darkness, man, that's dragging them in there, bro? It's insane, man. Then we never understand it, you know?
But, you know, I mean, it's obviously, yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, it's just like to either get to have the medication where you just take, you know, where you have to take a pill.
Yeah.
Like I got to take the blood thinners every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's just a pill. You got to, you know, like if you had Trevor, it's just like Trevor, you take two of these a day, you know, in the morning before you go to bed. You know, and it's just like, and it keeps you even or whatever, you know what I mean? So you don't.
Yeah.
You don't get so down.
Right.
That you get that bad.
And you got to
stop. So.
And then if you drink with it or whatever, who knows, you know, like Tom Petty, he was on them, man.
Well, I think he was on anxiety
yeah. meds and stuff. Right. Like I thought it was depression.
I think he mixed one with the other or something like that.
Man, it's like.
Accidentally, you know what I mean?
But people think because you have everything, millions of dollars and gold records and, you know, tours and everything. And it's really, to these people, I guess nothing really mattered, man.
No.
It's amazing too. Because like I said, we'll never understand it because we're not there. We're not depressed people, you know? I mean,
no, well, it's definitely an imbalance, chemical imbalance.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know?
It's sad, man, because I mean, but it'd be great, you know, they have, like you said, there's a medication for it. It just balances you out.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, Trevor, here, take two of these a day, man.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Like you said, like how I got to take, you know, both of the rest of them, man.
I take omeprazole for the heartburn. You know, you got to take it.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, you know, what happens to me, I get sick and whatever, man, you know?
Yeah. No, it's terrible, man.
Yeah, man.
But, Trevor, God bless him. I mean, you know, Trevor's gone and then you got, but it's crazy. I mean, you know, that all these other musicians that just passed away recently. It's just pretty crazy.
It's just more and more each year too, you know, and more from our era, you know, like, you know, when we were kids, man. Which is crazy, you know? And not only that, like, you know, all the ball players that passed away, like, that were from, like, when we were growing up.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy, you know? Each day, more and more, you know?
I dig it, man. Without a doubt.
But, yeah, that's about it on that one.
No, without a doubt, man. Well, you know, like you said, everyone you just mentioned, we're blessed we lived while they were alive, man.
Exactly, man. We did live through with the greatest music.
Without
Beatles, Zeppelin, Sabbath, all the prog, all the electric jazz. I mean, it was the best. The funk was the best. All of it. I mean, but it's funny. Did our parents say that?
They had Sinatra, man.
Sinatra. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, they did, you know.
Well, yeah, everybody's generation is the best.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But it's funny though, you know. But I mean, the Beatles still pretty much are, you know.
I think they'll always be the heavyweight champ.
I think so.
Well, there was nobody there.
Nothing
existed like them before them.
And it was 8 years.
Only a short run, man.
62 to 70. 70 was Let It Be. Right?
Yeah.
That was it. Wow.
That's all they needed, though, man.
I know. It's amazing, though. And then, like you said, and Zap, what was that? 11?
Well, look at St. Rhodes's, you know, two records, man.
Two.
I mean, it's a total of maybe, what, 16 songs?
Yeah. How about Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah. Jimmy, 3 years.
Three records.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah. I mean, for that much, I mean, even when you look at Sabbath with Oz,
yeah,
that was literally 8 years. 8 years.
Yeah. Oh,
like
sorry.
70
to 70,
and then 78.
That's it.
Oz was, it was
8 years. It's like the Beatles, 8 years.
Yeah. And for that major implosion.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, it changed everything just like the Beatles. I mean, you know,
yeah,
that genre of music, they are the Beatles.
Exactly.
So, but,
definitely.
Yeah, no, it's just pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
I agree, Goose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, gotta, life is,
life is precious, brother.
Love it, man. It's a gift, man. It's a gift, man.
I hear you. And even though I look, you know, at you, sometimes I'm like, is this a gift?
Sometimes when you look over on the side of the stage, you hear that noise, and you know exactly where it's coming from. It's and you know, I love being that gift that just keeps on giving.
Oh, my God. That is great.
Sorry, I'll tell you.
Thank you. All right, buddy.
All right, Goose.
I'll see you guys in a minute.
This is the Goose Zagging. There's one, if you want to send in some video questions,
yeah,
Sharky O'Leary, the Goose, and myself,
yeah,
you can reach us at wildgoosepodcast@gmail.com. That's wildgoosepodcast@gmail.com for the video questions.
Send them in.
And use promo code BLS at Gas Digital.
Yep.
For a 7-day free trial. That's promo code BLS at Gas Digital for a 7-day free trial. Did you get that, Goose?
I got it, buddy. I'm going to try.
Sharky's got it.
We're going to try it this week.
All right, my brother. Well,
right, man.
I guess we'll be trying it while we're doom trooping with all the European chapters.
You got it, buddy. Have a safe trip over there, Zach.
All right, safe flight, Goose. I'll talk to you in a little bit, buddy.
All right, love you, bud.
Love you, bud. Sharky loves you as well. Here you go. He's waving over here. He's waving over here. There it is. A little finish.
Give me the fin. All right, buddy.
There it is. All right, Goose. See you in a bit, buddy.
Take it easy, buddy.
Awesome.
That's all right. Exactly it. So we had two episodes then, right? Because we did the other day.
Yep.
And then this one. All right. So that's for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then so we'll try to get me that thing, and we'll rock them out when we get over there.
If the possibility is there that I can get it to you on Tuesday early in the day, that's probably how it's going to be.
All right, because I'm leaving by 3:00.
Okay. I will try my fucking damnedest to get that to you before then.
Let me know, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys.
All right.
Bye, guys. See you in a bit. Thanks,
Have a good tour, man.
Good.
Have a good tour, guys.
See you guys.
Take it easy, guys.